Hello, my friends. Today's word is entitled Saved Through Faith Alone by Christ Alone. We're going to read Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 11 together. These are famous verses, some very famous verses and phrases. But as we read it together, may God reveal more to us about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Romans chapter 5, reading from verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Before we look deeper into this text, let us pray. Father, I thank you that we are saved not through our own works, but through the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, that once and for all work. Lord, would you remind us today of that salvation that we hold fast to? And Lord, help us to also remember that any suffering that we face today, to know that Christ is above it. I pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, in verse 1 of Romans chapter 5, it begins with the word therefore. We find this often throughout Paul's letters and the New Testament in general, where the word therefore is basically is there to remind us what has been said before. We now see this. What Paul, writing to the Roman church, is talking about before Romans chapter 5 is about Abraham and the fact that Abraham was justified by faith. Let's just remind ourselves about Abraham, or Abram, as he first was when God called him. He was without a child, and yet when God called him, God said, "You are going to be the father of many nations." At the time when he was called, Abram, could not understand how God was going to do it. And yet, God fulfilled his promises. More than that, remembering the story on Mount Moriah, where Abraham was told by God to go up to the mountain and sacrifice Isaac, his only son, whom he loved. He goes up to the mountain and did not know how Isaac was going to be saved. Indeed, we actually read in Romans we read in Hebrews that it may have been that Abraham believed Isaac would be raised again from the dead. In one way, he was. Abraham did not know how Isaac was going to be saved, and yet he trusted in God. In one respect, we have an advantage over Abraham. Abraham did not know about Jesus. He did not know about the cross. We do. We know the way that we are saved, that is, through Jesus Christ on the cross, his death on the cross and resurrection from the dead. And yet Abraham still believed. Abraham still believed in God and trusted God, not knowing the method, but still trusting, and that he was therefore justified by faith and called a friend of God. Now, because of our faith, that we are justified by our faith, and remember that faith is a gift from God in and of itself, that we have peace with God. And what a wonderful thing that is. That we no longer need to fear the judgment day. We no longer need to have a worry over the future, because we know that our peace comes through God. And what is that method? As we see in verse 1, through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through Jesus Christ that we have obtained that salvation, that grace, which is has been freely given to us. And it's in this that we rejoice. That means to celebrate. It means to declare the glory of God and to have hope in God as well. Now, in verse 3, Paul then writes about suffering. He writes about the suffering that people may have in the world. Let's remind ourselves of what Jesus talked about when he said about suffering. He said, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And Paul is echoing this idea that there is an overcoming, that Christ has overcome the world, and that our sufferings are not there in an emptiness, they are there to produce something within us. The suffering that we have produces endurance. That endurance, remember, is about continuing to pursue God. It means to run the race. It means to hold fast to our confession. That endurance then produces something else. It produces character. Character traits such as courage, such as faithfulness, such as love for God. And then also then, that character produces something else as well. And what is it that it produces? Hope. Now, in the world's eyes, hope is quite an empty thing. It's what you have when you have nothing left. Oh, I hope that we can get through this situation. I hope that we can make it. But our hope that we have within God is not empty at all. It is something that is very fulfilling. Our hope is that we are saved by God, and that we are saved through Jesus Christ alone. That hope does not put us to shame. It's not an empty hope. It is a hope that we are saved. This whole chain that we see of suffering to endurance, endurance to character, character to hope, it's this refining process that we have within us. Thinking about an ore that has been dug out of the earth and is then smelted. Those impurities, the dross is melted and burned away, and what remains then is the purity. And within our walk with Christ, suffering, which is like this iron ore, it is like an ore that needs to be refined within us. It produces something good. It produces endurance, it produces character, and it produces hope. Hope in God that does not put us to shame. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Friends, the Holy Spirit has been poured into our lives and into our hearts. It has been freely given to us, as was promised by Christ and prophesied in Joel chapter 2, that the Holy Spirit has been poured out into us, into our hearts. Again, this whole hope that we have is a gift from God. That the giving of the Holy Spirit has been a gift to us. The hope that we have is a gift from God. The love that we have for God is also a gift that has been given to us. Our sufferings, in one way, are there for our good and for the glory of God. Now, the hope that we have, Paul then reminds us why we have this hope. It is not a hope in any emptiness. It is a hope in what Christ has done for us. That we were weak. That at the right time, Christ died for us, the ungodly. And he reminds us of our spiritual state when we were saved. In verse 7, what does he write? For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. And then he reminds us in verse 8 of who we were before we knew Christ. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you and he died for me. Let's remind ourselves in Genesis chapter 1 what we are. We are dust. We are dirt from the ground. Does anybody gather up dust when they've cleaned their house and say, look at all the value that I have? No. No one goes into the garden, grabs a bunch of the earth and says, look at all the value that I have. No one does that. Dust and dirt do not have intrinsic value. And that is what we are. From dust we have come, and eventually, physically, to dust we will go. We, in one respect, do not have value, but we do have value. Why? Because God says that we have value. God formed us and has formed us into his image, into what we are. And God continues to form us into an image, like the potter at the potter's wheel, who transforms that clay into whatever image the potter desires. And what is that image that God is turning us into? His son. He is transforming us more each and every day into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. We were sinners. We were the ungodly. In verse 10, we even see that we were the enemies of God. And yet, what did God do? God looked upon us and said, they have value. You have value. And so what did the Son do? The Son came in order to justify us, to make us right with God. And how did he do it? Through his own blood. In the Old Testament, we were justified, or the people were justified, through the blood of another. It was through the blood of a goat or a bull, a sheep or a dove, whatever it may have been. But it could only cover sins of the past, confessed sins. It was not enough to cover sins of the future. But my friends, the justification that we have does not only cover our past sins, it also covers our present sins and our future sins also. Because the blood through which we are justified was through the blood of Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice for us, that once and for all sacrifice, past, present, and future. And because of that, we have been saved by Christ from the wrath of God. We no longer need to fear our judgment, because we know that when God looks upon us, no longer does he see our sin. He no longer sees what we have done. He looks upon us and sees the work of Christ. He sees the blood of Jesus upon us and says, upon you, they are my child. That just like Abraham was called the friend of God, so too God looks upon us and says, they are my friend. We were the enemies of God, we see in verse 10. And yet, we've been reconciled. Who would reconcile their enemy to themselves? That is not the way of the world. And yet God reconciles the enemy, reconciles us to himself, through the death of his own son. Oh, praise be to God. We are reconciled, saved in this life, that we can rejoice in this fact, because it means that we now have direct access to the Father. That when we pray, we no longer need to go through another mediator. We no longer need to do anything else to sacrifice in order for us to be considered pure, to have access to God. We have one mediator. That mediator is Jesus Christ. And so to remind ourselves, friends, we are saved through faith alone, by Christ alone. We do not need to do anything else in order for us to be saved. Remember what it says in Ephesians chapter 2, that we have not contributed anything to our salvation. If I as an individual were able to contribute 1% to my salvation, I would be able to boast in that. Look at that 1% of work that I did. But that is not what happens. It is all in the work of Jesus Christ and Him alone. Now, it may be that some of you here listening to me today have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. Or it may be that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour at some point in the past, but you're not holding fast to your confession of faith. Friends, I want to encourage you to go to Christ today, to admit your sin before Him, and to know that you are saved not through your own works of righteousness, not through your own acts, but through the work of Jesus Christ alone on the cross. It may also be today that you are suffering. There is a difficulty that you are facing in your life. I do not know what that may be. It could be a financial situation. It could be an economic situation. It could be a difficulty with your health. It could be a problem with a relationship. But what I do know is this, that suffering that you are facing now produces something within you. It produces endurance to run the race, to walk with God. Endurance producing character, godly character traits within you. And it also produces hope. A hope that does not put us to shame. A hope that prevails against all things. Because we know that Christ, God, is above all our struggles. Christ has overcome the world. He has overcome our difficulties. So friends, I want to encourage you that if you are suffering at the moment, you may not know how God will come through. You do not know how God may bring you through. It may be that He changes your circumstances. It may be that God provides. It may be that God holds your hand and leads you through the fire. But you can still have a rejoicing. You can still glorify God because you know that even if you face the most difficult of circumstances, the most difficult of struggles, you know that God is with you. And where God is with you, you have a majority. You know that God is above all things. Christ has overcome the world. So friends, may you know that God is above all of your problems and that God has done incredible things through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that He, even while we were sinners, while we were the enemies of God, has saved you. Let us pray. Father, I thank You for this passage of Scripture that we have read in Romans chapter 5. Lord, that we are saved through faith alone and through Christ alone. Lord God, would You help us to know that faith that You give us is a gift from You. Lord, I pray that for those who perhaps are seeking faith, I pray that You would give it to them. Lord, may Your Holy Spirit be freely poured into the lives of those who are listening today, the lives of those who need to know Your presence today. Lord, for those of us who either have accepted Jesus Christ as our Saviour previously, or those who want to do so for the first time today, Lord, would You lead us into repentance? Would You lead us in hope of what You have done and the hope that you have saved us through Jesus Christ? Lord, give us faith, a faith that goes beyond the things of the world, to know that we are reconciled to You, Father God. And Lord, I also pray for those who may be suffering during this particular time. I pray, Lord God, that You would be their comfort. I pray, Lord God, that You would be their guide, that You would be their lead throughout this time. And help them to know that any suffering that they may see and in their lives at the moment is producing something within them, that it produces endurance, produces character, and produces hope. Lord, I pray this in and through the mighty precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. May God bless you.